soul is in its own nature, perfect purity, perfect calm, perfect silence. And as a well springs from the very veins of the earth itself, so is the soul nurtured of the blood of God, the ecstasy of things. This soul can never be injured, never marred, never defiled. Yet all things added to it do for a time trouble it, and this is sorrow. To this, language itself bears witness, for all words which mean unhappy mean first of all disturbed, disquieted, troubled. The root idea of sorrow is this idea of stirring up. For many a year, man in his quest for happiness has traveled a false road. To quench his thirst, he has added salt in ever-increasing quantities to the water of life. To cover the ant heaps of his imagination, he has raised mountains wherein wild beasts and deadly prowl. To cure the itch, he has flayed the patient. To exorcise the ghost, he has evoked the devil. It is the main problem of philosophy how this began. The rishis, seven that sat on Mount Kailasha and considered thus, answered that the soul became self-conscious, and crying, "I am that," became two, even in the act of asserting it was one. This theory may be found not too remote from truth by whoso returns to that tower upon the ramparts of the soul and beholds the city. But let us leave it to the doctors to discuss the cause of the malady. For the patients, it is enough to know the cure and take it. Abana and Pharpar, rivers of Damascus, are not worth the simplicity of Jordan. The prophet has spoken. It is our concern not to obey. And so sweet and so full of virtue are these waters that the first touch thrills the soul with the sure foretaste of its cure. Doubt not, brother. Reason indeed may elaborate complexities. Are not these the very symptoms of the disease? Use but the rude common sense, heritage of simpler and happier forefathers, that they have transmitted to thee by the wand. The cure of disease is ease, of disquiet, quiet, of strife, peace. And to attain horsemanship, the study of folios aids not, but the mounting of a horse. As the best way to swim is to enter the water and strike out, so it is cool sense, not feverish reason, that says, to attain quiet, practice quiet. There are men so strong of will, so able to concentrate the mind, to neglect the impressions that they do not wish to receive, that they can withdraw themselves from their surroundings, even when those are as multitudinous and insistent as those of a great city. But for the most part of men, it is best to begin in easier circumstances, to climb the mountain in fine weather before attacking it in the snowstorm. And yet the eager aspirant will answer, provided that the cure is complete, provided that the sickness does not return when the medicine is stopped. Ah, that were hard. So deep-seated is the malady that years after its symptoms have passed, it seizes on a moment of weakness to blaze out again. If thought, then, be that which troubles the soul, there is but one way to take. Stop thinking. It is the most difficult task that man can undertake. Give me a fulcrum for my lever, said Archimedes, and I will move the earth. But how, when one is within and part of that very system of motion which one desired to stop? Newton's first law drops like the headman's axe on the very name of our endeavor. Well for us that this is not true, as it is obvious. For this fact saves us, that the resolution of all these is rest. The motion is but in reciprocal pairs. The sum of its vectors is zero. The knot of the universe is a fool's knot, for all it seems Gordian. Pull but firmly, and it ravels out. It is this seeming that is all the mischief. Gloomy is the gulf, and the clouds gather angrily in monstrous shapes. The false moon flickers behind them. Abyss upon abyss opens on every hand. Darkness and menace, the fierce sounds of hostile things. One glimmer of starlight, and behold, the golden bridge, narrow and straight, keen as the razor's edge, and glittering as the sword's blade. A proper bridge, if thou leanest not to right or left. Cross it, good, but all this is in the dream. Wake, thou shalt know that altogether, gulf, moon, bridge, dragon, and the rest, were but the phantasms of sleep. Howbeit, remember this, that to cross the bridge and sleep is the only way to waking.